It's The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina Vega. We just heard about the call to halt non-essential medical procedures due to COVID-19. And on this show, we've been checking in with all sorts of medical providers during this pandemic. But now we turn to a doctor who provides abortions. Various states, including Texas, Ohio, and Mississippi, are deeming most abortions non-essential and blocking abortion access. This does not mean that in all cases abortion would be banned. In Texas, for instance, the temporary ban does not include the rare procedures necessary to preserve the life of the mother, according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Dr. Gazal Moyeti is an OBGYN and abortion provider in Texas and board member with Physicians for Reproductive Health. We asked her what abortion access was like before this pandemic.
Abortion access has been grim in Texas and in much of the country for a long time. And this pandemic is really just making that worse. So in Texas, we have several medically unnecessary laws that don't improve patient safety or patient care, but simply delay that care and make it inaccessible for many people. So for example, in Texas, only physicians can provide abortion care. And we know that advanced practice clinicians like midwives, nurse practitioners, and PAs are highly skilled at providing medical abortion and surgical abortion, and do so with expertise and compassion in many states. However, Texas is a physician-only state, restricting the number of people that can provide that care.
And now this new executive order goes even further. I'm curious if you're hearing yet from patients since this issue arose and this order was implemented.
So the day after the initial executive order came out from the governor, I was seeing patients for ultrasounds and preparing them for care later in the week. And we had not yet received the interpretation from the attorney general, but patients were terrified that they were not going to be able to come back in for care. And honestly, it was the hardest day of my career. Patients were crying. They were begging for me to be able to perform their abortion that day rather than waiting. They were terrified to have to travel again. And I had nothing to offer them. I decided to become a physician specifically to be able to provide full spectrum OBGYN care. And that included abortion care. This is why I came to this work, so that I could provide care for my community members and my neighbors. And so it was deeply painful to have to tell my neighbors, my people in my community, that I couldn't care for them, and I didn't know when I would be able to.
Dr. Gazal Moyeti is an OBGYN, an abortion provider in Texas, and board member with Physicians for Reproductive Health. Dr. Moyeti, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.